You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fin Talk Radio with your hosts, Jim and Maria Wells. Brought to you by Edward Jones, Crystal Carter, Wintersville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Center, FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Southern Bodies Fitness Tipton, and Crunch Fitness Valdosta. And now, here's Jim and Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, we are live here in the studio and we have a fur baby in here.
We sure do. Beautiful animal.
We're going to be seeing Flower here in just a minute. She's really made friends with you, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's very friendly.
It is the Hamilton Hound Leash on Life program that we're going to be talking with Tori Grindle here in just a little while. Great program down there in Hamilton County, and they coordinate with the Lowndes County Humane Society here in Valdosta.
Right, where inmates are trained to train the dogs.
That's right. And if you're wondering, well, what does that have to do with Fit Talk Radio? Well, we talk about it anything. But the main thing is to get this program out into the public. And also, it does help the inmates physically, mentally, and emotionally by doing this and giving them something to look forward to and something to take care of and something to build their own self-esteem.
Right. And it's come up a time or two before on the show how pets, animals, and, I'm a little partial to dogs. I think they're just good for your mental and emotional health.
Absolutely. I like them. I know you don't really like them, especially in the house.
Oh,
but
I do like dogs,
just but not
in my house.
Not in my house. Although we have a little one in the house, it's about that big. My mother, God rest her soul, she was very attached to animals, as you well know, which is why we have Naya in the house. But we're going to be talking to Tori Grindle in just a little while. But Jim, we have so much going on. I want to wish a very happy birthday to
two
people, very special
gentlemen.
Vince Crawford, our NPC chairman, Georgia chairman. Vince Crawford, happy birthday from Fit Talk Radio.
Happy birthday, Vince.
And, of course, our famous contributor, Lee Haney.
Eight-time Mr. Olympia.
Eight-times Mr. Olympia is also his birthday today. So I want to...
Happy birthday, Lee Haney.
Oh, sorry. Absolutely. Happy birthday to Lee Haney. Two great people right here. Now, talking about Lee Haney, Jim, we've got, yes, Sutter Girl can do that. We can.
Lee Haney games are coming up.
They're coming up. I got distracted.
Lee Haney games this weekend.
I got distracted by Mojo Devotion.
Yeah. You can't.
I can't talk.
Talk into the microphone and respond to Facebook at the same time.
No, I
That's
can't.
Way too much multitasking.
That's too much multitasking for me. So, yes. And Amy Sutter is going to be calling in. Amy Sutter is going to be calling in to check in, and she's going to be talking about her dog Samson. Tori Grindle. Here with Flower, and so this is one of our contributors here for Fit Talk Radio. Sound will be great tonight. Margie Higgs, thank you for checking in with us. So, just a lot of things going on, but those special birthdays. Also, we want to mention that the Glow Run in Tifton, Georgia will be coming up in November here, and that's a real big run for the runners in the area. So that is in November. I believe it's November about that. And then coming up in December, every December we usually have the giveaways, and we usually do it just on one Thursday night, the Thursday night before we sign off for the year. But this year, because we've got so many listeners and people that have been following us this year, and now that we've gone Facebook Live, we are going to have giveaways every Thursday night in the month of December after Thanksgiving. We're going to start it and every Thursday night. And we have got so many good prizes to give away. So you're going to have to listen in or join us on Facebook Live and know a little bit of questions. And you're going to have to ask answer a trivia question and then call in to give your answer to win the prize. So, you know, if you've been listening to us or following us on our Facebook page or Instagram page, or if you've been listening to us live Facebook, or if you've been listening to us on the air. So you've got a multiple ways to listen to Fit Talk. You should know something about some of the trivia questions that we're going to be asking. And we've got all kind of door prizes and giveaways that we're giving away in December, gift cards, gym memberships from all over, jewelry, fitness jewelry that we're going to talk about too with Amy here in just a minute, Miss Mojo Devation. She makes and sells some great jewelry like that. Just all kind of goodies, some baskets. So you don't want to miss out on that. And we're probably going to be giving away 4 or 5 different things every Thursday, the month of December. So you want to join us, listening to us for a long time. So y'all should be running to Atlanta, Georgia, to join Lee Haney at the Lee Haney Games in College Park. So we'll be covering that event. We'll be doing some Facebook Live. We'll be posting on Instagram and on our Facebook page. So you'll want to join us there. That is going to be an awesome show. A new element that they've added to the Lee Haney Games is the Lee Haney Experience. You're going to get to go and kind of see into a little museum area that they've set up and see Lee Haney's career from start to finish. So I think that's just awesome. He was 8 times Mr. A great, great man of character. Jim and I think the world of him. He's just has so many projects that he's involved in. So we're really, really happy to be joining him this weekend in Atlanta for the Lee Haney Games. And Jim and I will be there. But there's also another great show happening down in Florida. Our North Florida buddies and contributors, the MPC North Florida District with Mike Matassa, Tony Curtis, the Monster Classic. Of course, Jim and I have been part of that show, but because we have to be in Atlanta, we will not be able to be there for that show. So if you're interested in the 2 bodybuilding shows, the Monster Classic and the Lee Haney Games, that we're going to be there. We're going to take a commercial break. And Jim's going to be right. Jim, well, he is back. Look at there. He's back. Jim's back. And we're going to take a commercial. Corey Grindle on with a beautiful animal, Flower, with us here in just a minute. So you stay tuned. Barbara McDonald, hey, how do you do? There you go. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone from Fit Talk Radio. So right here to that commercial. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 38 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria and I have with me Miss Tori Grindle. How are you, Tori?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. And who do we have here?
This here is Miss Flower. She's one of our currently available for adoption dogs with the Humane Society of Valdosta Lowndes County. She is the best cuddler I think I've ever found. All she wants to do all day is hug and love on you. I know. You're loving all this attention, aren't you?
All right. This is Flower. And, but you know, Flower has done something very special. She is part of the Hamilton Hounds New Leash on Life program over in Hamilton County, Florida. And so tell us about that, this great program, and how the inmates and the dogs work together to create, and how this program got started and how it was created.
So this program actually, amazingly enough, the Hamilton Corrections Institute in Jasper, Florida, was the one who reached out to us originally. Some of the previous staff, or current staff who were there, had actually been a part of a facility before who had a program like this. And they were so in love with the effect that it had on the inmates, on the prison itself, just all the benefits that came from it. And they actually reached out to us about 2 years ago, pre-COVID, and wanted to be able to go ahead and start their own program with us. And we were supposed to originally get started about, I think, last March, before everything with COVID closed, and they weren't allowing anybody inside of the prison anymore. So everything came to a very, very screeching halt. And to be honest, we didn't think we were going to be able to do this. And we kind of just picked up the pieces a couple months ago. We were about halfway through the program right now, and it's going amazing. It's every day I'm blown away at the things that I see when I'm there.
Well, now, that is absolutely great. That's phenomenal. Well, how many dogs are actually involved in this program and inmates?
Currently, at this moment, there are 5 dogs. Flower has actually been considered to go into the next rotation of the program. Unfortunately, she is mildly heartworm positive, and because all of the dogs that we have there are immediately ready for adoption, they do have to be heartworm negative. So she has a potential for the future, but for right now, she's just looking for a good home. So we have 10 inmate handlers, so it's 2 handlers per dog, along with 5 dogs for the 10 weeks of the program for the training.
Wow, that's pretty intense then. And, you know, this program now, this is in Hamilton County, which is Jasper, Florida, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, these inmates, you know, what do you think that does for the inmates? Do you think that, I mean, you know, pets and all, I mean, this is Fit Talk Radio, but, you know, the mental, emotional, you know, effect that it has on the inmates. Tell us a little bit about that.
The first day, for anybody who is interested in seeing some pictures, we have a ton of them on our Facebook page, on our main website. So the very first day that we brought all of these dogs there, the guys were so excited, the staff was, and the pictures, you can just see it already, the effect that it was already going to be having on them. And from the first day, it was like children at Christmas getting Christmas presents. It was, these guys were smiling. They were laughing. Like, everybody was having so much fun. And since then, the conversations that I've had with some of these guys is, it makes you kind of realize some really great things that dogs can bring you to your life and the difference that they can make. And One of them in particular has opened up so much since the start of the program, and he tells me every time just the difference that his dog makes, the way he feels, the things that he thinks about, the difference he wants to make in his life for his kids, all just everything. And that's just being around the dog. That's not even necessarily because he's training them and he's saving them. And I remember one of the days, I think the first week, we were up there and we were getting everybody settled and everything. And he was like, you know, I know you told us that, you know, we're saving their lives because all of our dogs come from Lowndes County Animal Shelter. And the idea is that dogs who may not have a chance at getting adopted from there get to go to this program. So they get the benefit of being some basic training, work through any issues they might have, and be home ready by the end of the 10 weeks. And so for the handlers, for them, they get to work with the dogs and they get to save their lives. So when I told them that the first day, and I'm like, what you guys are doing is really amazing. And you're really making a big difference for us as a community, for the dogs, all of it. And he said, you know, I know you told us that we're saving their lives, but honestly, I think they're saving ours.
Well, I think that's mutual, don't you, Jim?
Yeah, and I can tell you right now, if a wagon tail means anything, Flower is a real happy dog right now. She's made her way from y'all over to me, and now back there with Mike. She's just spreading the joy right now.
Sherry Layton, how are you? Michael, how are you? Thank y'all for joining us Facebook Live. You know, I just think these programs are great, and the fact that y'all have joined forces with the Lowndes County Humane Society. I think there needs to be one of these programs everywhere, don't you?
Absolutely. There's not a single reason that every shelter couldn't partner with a prison in their community. You're saving lives. At this point, we have the capacity to, at least as the program progresses, to be able to do up to 12 dogs at a time. And if we do that every 10 weeks, it's 60 dogs a year coming out of our shelter. And the shelter needs the community's help when it comes to these things. So being able to relieve more space for them, be able to let them save more lives is an incredible opportunity. So honestly, it's one of my hopes and dreams that the more that we bring these programs around, that the more other shelters and other prisons and other establishments can see the true benefit that they have from it, because it's nobody loses in this situation at all.
Well, I mean, we're from Tift County. We have a Humane Society over there. Don't know what. Now, this is a state prison in Jasper that she told me, and it's a minimum security prison. These inmates are low risk, and it is their probably first offenders, you said, mm-hmm. and you know, not any major, no murders or anything like that. But they're needing help themselves. And by doing this, by giving back, it's lifting them up. And I can definitely see that program. We need to find out what Tifton can do, or what if, you know, where they could go. And I'm very interested in this. We are animal lovers. Flower, she's just loving you, Jim, over there.
Yeah, yeah.
She's loving
back to me.
Back to Jim.
Again.
Yeah,
right,
she's
my turn.
Yeah, Jim likes those bigger dogs, and you know, we've always been dog lovers. But I have told somebody that that's, well, I don't want anything else I got to feed and take care of, because we have 6 children and 4 grandchildren.
Okay.
So
yeah.
You know, we've raised children, and we do have a grand dog too, a tiny one. Pam Quick, how are you? Thank you for joining us Facebook Live. Well, I mean, what would you say to somebody who might be interested in, what could somebody do, or another shelter that might be interested in getting this program started? Where would they start, Tori?
We actually were pretty lucky. So with North Florida Paws, it's a rescue organization out of Jennings, so just a little bit north of Jasper. Katie Rooney there is the founder of it, and she has actually previously started a prison program like this in Lake Butler. So thankfully for us, it was we're just going to kind of go and borrow your manual. And she's been with us every step of the way, been the head trainer with everything. She's absolutely phenomenal, has 30 plus years of experience working with these kind of dogs. And it, for her, the impact for us as volunteers, for the inmates, for the staff, wasn't a surprise because she's already been through it. But for us, we're completely shocked every time we go there and just how enjoyable it is, honestly, being there. So for any other organizations who are really interested in it, we I think one of the best places to probably start is going to be to reach out to an existing organization and see how they do it. With our training, we are all modern, positive-based training. There's no aversive methods, nothing like that. Every training should be fun. So it's enjoyable for the dogs. It's enjoyable for the guys. So just kind of finding what type of program style you're looking for and going from there is one of the best things. And it could come from either the institution themselves, if they're interested in it, because I'm telling you, the benefits of these is palpable when you're literally at the prison itself. Everybody is in a better place, even the staff. The staff there are incredible. I don't think that we could be able to be doing as well as we are if it wasn't for them, because they are so involved in every, they all have their favorites. They go see the dogs every day. It's so much fun. So between either, if anybody like in Tifton is interested, they're welcome to reach out to us. We can show them kind of what we've been doing and how to be able to get started. We'd love to be able to do that.
Oh, it just sounds like a great program. Now, I know something is coming up Saturday at Big Nick's. You want to tell us just a little bit about that and what's going to happen?
Yes. So we are so excited. Finally, the dogs get to be, quote unquote, released from prison for the day. They're going to come out to Big Nick's from 1 to 5 in Valdosta on Bay Tree. And people can come and meet the dogs. Actually, some of the staff will be there to be able to answer any questions about them. They're very familiar with the dogs, which is amazing. You can come and meet them if you're interested in adopting. You will be finally releasing them as adoptable so we can start accepting applications. If you're interested in finding more about the program, any of our other animals, we'll have some cats that we have available for adoption coming out as well, just to give someone else to kind of look at too. But it's going to be a lot of fun. We're really excited.
So y'all going to be at Big Nick's on Saturday.
Yes.
From 1 to 5.
Yep.
And you'll have the dogs ready for adoption, and then you'll have some cats too, you said.
Yes.
So, wow, that's going to be a great day. So that's why you came tonight here on Fit Talk Radio to help get the word out. Mm-hmm. And Flower, where are you?
Right down here by my feet.
Oh, she's down there by Jim's feet. Oh, she's laid. She's decided to lay out and she's done her debut here.
She's stretched out on the carpet. She's a little tuckered out right now.
Yeah, she's stretched out on the carpet and looks like she's made her rounds with everybody. And that's now she's just going to lay out here and chill. But she's a beautiful dog. Now, what breed is Flower, and what breed are some of the dogs that are going to be adopted on Saturday?
So all of our dogs, it wasn't on purpose, but it kind of worked out this way. So Flower, if anybody was able to see, is a pit mix. She's a beautiful brindle color. She's pretty small, actually, for her size. She's a little chunky.
Yeah, I thought she was small. Yeah.
But she is. She's actually pretty petite. All the dogs in the program, though, are in some form a bully breed. They are beautiful and gorgeous, and they all look different. Yeah. And all of their pictures are available on our Facebook page and on our website. Come here, sweeties. Can you come say hi again?
Princess.
She's like, I'm good down here, though.
Trying to get her to jump up on our lap here, and she's not wanting to cooperate. But
she's getting a little Scooby snack.
There we go.
There we go.
Here
yeah.
she is.
Yeah, she's getting a little Scooby snack there. Look at that.
Her tail going crazy.
Yeah, she's all happy. She's very happy.
She is absolutely one of those, if all you want in life is someone to just literally lay with you, cuddle on the couch kind of dog, she is literally the perfect one for you. That is absolutely hands down. All she ever wants to do is just be touching on a person and be loved on all the time.
Doug, Jerry, thank you for joining us live on Facebook. Say hello to Doug.
Hey, Doug.
We've got this beautiful dog here named Flower. She's going to be looking for a forever home soon. Congratulations to Big Nick for joining y'all and joining forces with y'all and doing this great event on Saturday.
I know. We are so excited to be able to host it over there with everything that he does for the community and everything. We're so excited that he was willing to be able to do this with us. And it's going to be kind of a crazy day. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're so excited, though. And you can't miss his food. Because, man, his food's incredible. So
I'll second that.
Yes, yeah. Big Nick's food is good. And listen, Jim and I, this is an event we would love to have come to cover. Of course, we will be in Atlanta this weekend. But keep us posted. And this is something Jim and I would like to come and cover, don't you think?
Absolutely.
To be part of this. And we just enjoy it. We love dogs. But just what a great, great program. Any other words or anything else you can tell us, Tori?
So when it comes to, I think some people kind of like this idea. So with the adoption event, we will be deciding within the next week after Saturday who's going to be the lucky families chosen for these five dogs. And it's they're pretty special dogs, so they need to go to a very, very special home where they're going to get all the kinds of love that they've already been getting and to keep getting it for their future, for their forever home. So after we choose the families will be coming to the prison for graduation day. And
wow,
it's a lot of people are kind of like, are you sure about that? But when you get to come and see the handlers, you get to see who taught the dogs, you get to see the love in their eyes. And oh my gosh, every time I'm there, someone asks me about when the event is, and they know that that means the countdown has started and the dogs are going to be leaving soon. And they have openly expressed multiple times how upset they're going to be about their dogs leaving. So on graduation day, they will be kind of doing a routine. They're going to show off all of their tricks, the things that they've taught them, and then they're going to give them over to their new families, which is, it's going to be pretty, it's going to be a very emotional day for everybody, I think. And as soon as the families leave with their new dogs, we will already have the next set for them. So it's been proven when it comes to mental health that even one night away for these guys, away from dogs, is it's absolutely horrible. It's very depressing, and it's very difficult for them to get through. So we don't even give them 5 minutes apiece, and they're about to get new dogs to be able to kind of love into for that night.
Well, now let me ask you something, because you know I'm really curious. These handlers at the prison. So, uh-oh, she's growling at Mike. What did you do over there?
I'm just sitting here. I don't know.
All of a sudden, she decided she didn't like you, Mike.
Oh.
Do they actually live with these dogs?
Yes.
Oh, yep. My goodness. So, Jim, they live with them.
So the way that the setup works is it's two handlers per dog. So the dog's crate is in between the two handlers when they sleep. In their bunks and everything. So yeah, they literally 24/7. These dogs.
Wow,
are
I did not realize that, Jim. That they're living there with those dogs.
Right there with them.
Right there with them.
Okay.
You're just getting a lot of hearts. I think people love this program. And I mean, it really is blessing my heart, Jim. You know, to think of, you know, what these handlers go through and what it means to them, and not only that, but obviously what it means to these animals. That's a lot of them that have not had very good lives so far.
One of the things that we kind of say is that for a lot of them, especially coming in as strays or the situations that they come in off the street, especially with what, you know, the way they looked being a bully breed and everything. And they this might be the first time that they finally have a loving and stable environment, which isn't really something you would describe being in a prison, but literally this place is, they love it there, all of them. They get to play with each other. They get to be loved on constantly by tons and tons and tons of people. And it's just, there's no better way to keep trying to work through this kind of thing.
Well, now where does the funding come for these types of programs, Tori?
So everything is supplied from us, from the Lowndes County, from the Humane Society of Velasa Lowndes County. So we supply the food, we supply the dogs, any of the medication, the spay and neuter funds, all of that. So everything is donation based. And I actually super need to give a really big shout out to Mike from Greater United Way, because he has been one of our very, very awesome contributors to the program specifically. And he's very big about the community outreach. So the more people that get involved like Mike, the more that we can do this and the bigger difference that we can make.
Well, that is just amazing, really. Lori Tucker, thank you for joining us and for watching. You've got a friend there, Mike. She stopped growling at you and decided she'd come over there and love you.
Yeah, she likes me now.
It's that black and red checkered Black Crow Media shirt you're wearing she didn't like.
You can tell it's a female. It goes from growling at you to loving on you just like that in a second.
Right? You wouldn't know anything about that.
No.
I just love you to pieces, Jim.
That don't mean you don't growl at me once in a while.
I do growl at you once in a while. Tori, are you married?
Put me back into shape.
No.
Okay, well, you don't get married then. You won't have nobody growl at and nobody growl at you. I'm just kidding. She decided to be friends with you. Well, I just think this is a great program. I thank Big Nick for having y'all over on Saturday and doing this, having the adoption get set up and the food over there. I know he's a very big sponsor of this community.
Yes.
Always has been. My hat's off to him and his great food over there. But, you know, Tori, thank you so much for coming tonight and being part of this. We hope that you'll let us know when things are happening and if anything, when is graduation going to be?
The graduation is currently scheduled for, I believe it is December 8th. So it's only a few more weeks. So after Saturday with the adoption event, literally anybody who's interested should come out, come meet the dogs, find out. You're welcome to come look at some of our cats that are available as well. But pretty much the week after, we're going to be choosing the families, and then it's going to be ready for the next set of dogs after that.
Wow. So it's just going to be ongoing.
Always.
Ongoing. Jim, any final words before we go to commercial break?
Well, just, again, I think it's a great program. And Tori, hate to see you go, but I'm glad that we're taking flour with us.
Tori, that's, you have no idea how big that is, because Jim has never said that about he was ready to take a dog home, but he really likes her.
It's not hard to love on her. She's honestly pretty incredible. She came from Lowndes County Animal Shelter, so the animals that come out of there are something special, I'll tell you.
Well, we're going to go to commercial break, and then don't go away, though, Tori, because we got more coming up right here, and we need Flower needs some more love from Jim.
She does, absolutely.
Hey, get him all softened up for me, Flower. How about that? All right, this is 105.9 WVGA, Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is, don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIP. PC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
Well, Jim, that flower, she's really special.
Yeah, I think I made a new friend.
I think you did. And what a great program down there in Jasper, Florida. Thank Tori Grindel for... And Tori's still with us here in the studio, so she may chime in, because I think Amy Sutter, when she calls in, she's going to be talking about her dog, Samson.
Okay, good.
So, I hate that we can't be there at Big Nick's. I know they're going to have a great event there on Saturday.
Yeah, and if Big Nick is listening, thank you for being a part of this.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we talked last week about water and the alkaline water. Alkaline water.
Yes, and you went straight home and immediately ordered a case of it.
I did. I ordered it from Amazon, and it came in. And I've been drinking these liter bottles. I think it's 1 quart and 1.8 fluid ounces, or 33.8 fluid ounces. It's ionized hydration, 9.5 pH or higher, and it is called Essentia H2O water from Amazon. So I've been drinking this. I don't know. I don't know if it's made any difference yet. I just started. Just came yesterday. So this has been my second one that I will have drank. But I think it was kind of interesting what we learned about alkaline water last week.
Right. And I just sampled the first little bit today. I haven't even drank a bottle, but I did just sample it just to see what it tastes like. And, there's no noticeable unpleasant taste or aftertaste. It just tastes like water.
Well, it tastes real clean and crisp. It doesn't taste like our tap water.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, my palate is not real sensitive these days anyway since COVID. My sense of taste and smell hasn't come completely back yet. But, it certainly did not have any kind of a unpleasant taste.
It's purified water by reverse osmosis with and it's, of course, the sodium bicarbonate, dipotassium phosphate, magnesium sulfate, calcium chloride, and electrolytes for taste. We're going to try this and see. It was kind of pricey, though, Jim. I hope you haven't looked for the bill on the credit card.
I haven't seen it, so I don't even know what it cost.
Yeah, it wasn't cheap. It was, like $20 for 12. So that was kind of pricey. And they say, though, that you can make your own water with high pH with lemon juice and what else?
Cucumber.
And you put it in the refrigerator and set it overnight. Yeah. But I don't think you will know what the pH level is going to be when you do that. But it'll be higher and better for you. So we might try that after this case. We'll see how that works out.
Yes. And this is a 1 liter bottle, which is just a little over a quart. 1 liter is just a little over a quart. And as you said, 33.8 fluid ounces.
Okay. Sherry Layton just says that it's $3 a gallon usually. Sherry, you must drink this. You must drink high pH water then. $3 a gallon usually. Yeah, you can go and fill up. I understand that there's machines that you could get, but they're very pricey, like $5,000 I heard that you could put on your faucets at home. But apparently you can go and buy it by the gallon.
Well, $3 a gallon is pretty reasonable.
Yeah, that is pretty reasonable. So Jim's going to drink some and taste it, but I thought that was pretty good. If anybody has any questions for Tori Grandall, she's still in the studio here with Flower, you're certainly welcome to call 241-1059. I think Amy Sutter's going to be calling in here any minute to talk to us, and she's got a dog named Samson that she was going to talk to us about, and about emotional support dogs. I guess you would call it, Tori, that these dogs are emotional support animals.
Oh, absolutely. Hands down. I've seen pictures and I get stories about how they, lay out on their beds with the dogs and cuddling with them and everything. So absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. Who we have on the line? Amy Sutter, maybe?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm fine. Who are we speaking with?
My name is James. I had a question about the pH water.
Well, we'll try to answer it the best we can, James. We're not experts, but we'll try to answer you.
Well, I've been listening for the past couple of days and you've been speaking on it. I ordered a case of it, and my question really was, I'm over 350 pounds, and I was wondering if you guys knew that it had any, any wellness effects to inflammation caused by your high sugar and weight.
Yeah, I think that is one of the benefits is helping inflammation, but I'm not sure. I'm not the expert on this, I'm not a nurse. I'm not a doctor. I would just go and Google it and see, but I know that that my doctor told me to drink it to help me with a bladder and kidney infection, that would help me. So that's why I'm drinking it. That's what really got me, you know, turned on to it. But I can find out that answer. Like I said, I don't know that for sure. Jim, do you know?
Not right off.
But we can certainly investigate it for you, James, and let you know. But I think it would be good for you, period. You know, if you could drink it or do or get, I think it's just good for you. There's not a lot of scientific evidence, but a lot of people are swearing by it that it has benefits. So, you know, I'm gonna go with those people and say that it is gonna be beneficial and try to learn to drink it on a regular basis. One of our Facebook people said that her nutritionist recommended it to her. So that's, you know, if your nutritionist recommended it, I would drink it, you know.
But well, the lady who I heard on last night was mentioning, or yesterday, she was mentioning that it had a lot of effects on her immune system.
Yes, yes. It helps to build the immune system. I mean, I've heard all kinds of things, but I would Google some things and I would ask my doctor about it. But it can't hurt. It's not going to hurt us. You know, James, so my theory is if it's not going to hurt, if we get some benefit from it, drink it. That's my theory.
Exactly.
Jim's looking up something.
Yes, I feel that way. I feel from that it would. Now, as far as pH, I bought a case with 10 pH is what it's advertising.
Right.
Is there a certain number that
I think that's what you want to drink. This one's 9.5.
10 or up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to. We have heard people say, and they told us that you want to work your way up to 10 and up, and the scale goes to, I think, 14.
The scale goes to 14, Jim says. So we got this one, and it's 9.5. Wow. So this one that we're doing now, it's 9.5. So I think we're good. But yeah, it goes up to 14. So I would get it and do the as high a pH as you can get.
Well, I'm looking forward to the journey of trying it, honestly. So I greatly appreciate you guys for even mentioning it. I listen to your station every night.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And listen, good luck with your weight loss program, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Stay in touch with us, okay? All right, James.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for calling. All right. I think we got another caller on the line. Let's see who it is. All right. Who we got on the line?
Sutter girl.
Hey there, Amy Sutter. How are you?
Hey, Sutter girl.
And if I was any better, y'all would not know how to handle it.
Well, we don't know how to handle you anyway, so we just love you from afar. We only get to see you once or twice a year anyway, so, you know.
I know.
Hey, we have got
to pace ourselves.
That's right. I got to pace myself with you especially. But listen, we've got some great people here in the studio with us. We got Tori Grindle. And we've got Flower. Have you been listening to us? Flower is a
pit mix.
Yes.
Here, Tori, tell her what she is.
Flower is a little pity. She's about 40 pounds, kind of short, a little bit chunky, in a cute way. It's always good in a cute way. But she is the best little hug cuddler. Pretty sure she would probably make a fantastic therapy dog. I'm super hoping to be able to find somebody who's interested in that. She is the absolute sweetest little thing ever.
Well, they're part of the Hamilton Hounds New Leash on Life program. But I know you texted me a while ago and you said, Maria, I've got a dog named Samson.
Well, I had a dog named Samson. So he was my buddy for 15 and a half years.
Oh, my
From
gosh.
My late 20s into my early 40s. And during that time, I actually got a promotion with my corporate job in my former life, so to speak, that moved me from the deep south up to the great white north. So I was going up there knowing no one. So, I mean, I cried every state line I hit. I mean, I knew it was going to be a great opportunity and it was something I really wanted to do or I wouldn't have done it. But to have my companion, my buddy, Samson, in that season of life to accompany me on that journey was huge because he got me out and about because I had to walk him, so that helped me. Not that I'm, you know, I'm not a wallflower. I think you know about me, but I was out and about walking to the neighborhood saying hey to everybody, and they were like, what are you even talking about, hey? They didn't know that lingo. Anyway.
Hey is for horses, according to them, huh?
That's right. They're like, hey, what the? And then they were like looking over their shoulder like, you talking to me? But anyway, he was just that era, that part of my life was nice to have him as kind of a grounding point. And as I got more acclimated to that big move, and started to meet other people and that kind of thing. But, man, he was such great personality, just like we crazy people. There are furry family members, you know, and they have their own lingo and they know what they talk to you in their own way. And, he was an awesome, awesome dog. Well, he was a rat terrier, full-bred rat terrier, but big for the breed, hence the name Samson.
Wow.
But,
well, you know, yeah. We were talking about, you know, the emotional support. And, of course, for these inmates down there in Jasper, Florida, in Hamilton County, you know, mm-hmm. It's changed their lives. Tori was telling us earlier about one of the guys that, you know, it means a lot to them, gives them hope for the future, mm-hmm. and something to care about, something to love.
Right.
And, you know, I really think it's a great, great program.
It's a win-win because the dogs benefit and the inmates benefit.
And right. The families that adopt them, actually. So,
it's a win-win-win.
There right? You go. That's what our trainer, Katie Rooney, says all the time is, you know, the inmates win, the dogs win, and then the families who adopt them win because you already get a pretty amazing dog coming out of it.
Yeah, that's right. One of the things I forgot to ask you, Tori, a while ago, you know, so if a dog has some bad behaviors, then they can correct them. Is that correct?
Yeah, so one of the, it seems to be a common theme, and of course, coming out of a shelter, the dogs are super excited, so they jump a lot, and that's not something, especially with big dogs, that you really want them doing on you. So that seems to be one of the super awesome things that they've gotten to work through with a couple of them is that and leash pulling. And again, 50, 60-pound mm-hmm. dogs, you really don't want dragging you around everywhere. So they got their work cut out for them with those ones, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Flower, she is so loving here today. Hello, Kathy Roberts. Thanks for joining us today. I just think this is so great. But now, listen, we've got Christmas coming up, and I've already been talking to you about some Christmas presents and some things that you do. And we're going to be giving away some things starting in December. Every Thursday night to our listeners, they're going to have to answer some trivia questions about Fit Talk Radio, or about some mm-hmm. of our contributors like you, but you make some pretty awesome stuff, and I've already done some Christmas shopping with you. So
yes, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Listen, tell the listeners about some of the stuff that you make, and I'm going to get you to send me some pictures, and next week, and as we get forward, we need to be showing them. I've ordered bracelets and some other things I don't want to say.
Tell the listeners, Amy, what I'm getting for Christmas. Tell the listeners what I'm getting for Christmas, please. Go ahead.
No, Amy, don't tell them that.
I am not going to do that.
I don't care. Tell him. I don't care. I'm spending his money, so I don't care.
You mean Santa Claus is not real?
Santa Claus is not real.
Santa is real. Santa is real. I know.
And I'll tell you right now, if you get coal in your stocking, that's not a bad gift, because you know what happens when you put coal under pressure.
No. Joe Biden says no coal this year. No coal. You got to switch to give me something.
Let's not make this political.
A sunray, solar power, or put some air in there for windmill power. So yeah, there's air in my stocking maybe, but no coal this year. Banned. Coal's
anyway,
outlawed.
You put that coal under pressure, you're gonna get some diamonds. Is what I'm trying to tell you.
There you go. I need a big old diamond. Another one.
That's right. So I've designed a bunch of stuff that I then get cut out of stainless steel. So I have some lifting or weight gym type, you know, related gym as in GYM, not to confuse the listeners, as in JIM. I'm talking about GYM, the Fountain of Youth. Some, you know, fitness themed type jewelry that I designed and have cut out of stainless steel. And the beauty of that is that you could sweat in it, shower in it, you know, do your thing, and it's not going to turn funky colors or turn you funky colors or rust or any of that stuff. So it's indestructible. and being stainless keeps the price point reasonable, doesn't hurt your pocketbook too bad. And then I have some items that I source that are engravable. So I partner with an engraver and can do, you know, words or depending on what the item is. I have some shield type little pendants that you can wear as a necklace that are bigger that might have a room enough for a phrase or a verse or whatever it is that resonates with you or whomever you're you have in mind for gift giving. But yeah, those are some of the things that I have available.
Well, if they want to see these things, they can go to where, Amy? Tell them where they can go to look at some of your jewelry.
Yeah, so I just started an Instagram store. So, I mean, I have my online at www.mojotivation.com, which has a store on the website. But you can also go to my Instagram at Mojotivation and hit the, I think it's a shop button. I think it says shop, and it'll take you to the items, at least descriptions to it, that will also lead you straight to the website. So, and if you have any questions, just message me. You know, I'm old school. I'll actually pick up the phone and call people back and talk to them.
Me too. So, I like that. And yeah. I like that about you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't do that, well, you know.
That's right. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you call me, I don't have your number, I ain't answering the phone. But you leave a message and I'll return your call. Because, you know, all these people call them from Lord knows where.
There's some crazy.
And then
crazy.
They call you right back from another number. And I right. don't know if I ain't getting into it. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway.
There's some cuckoos out
but
there.
Yeah, those are some of them.
Well, you know, they can go to www.mojotivation.com, right, if they want to see
right.
any of your jewelry. And, yes, Jim has a birthday and Christmas that I have to deal with in December the 13th.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, so, yeah, you are getting a couple things from Amy this
nice.
Year, Jim.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
I guess you've been good, Jim. I was kind of surprised, but I was like, okay.
Yeah, whenever people are watching anyway, yeah.
When I'm watching, yeah, but sometimes he's bad even when I am watching. So, you know, there you go. No, I just mess with him all the time. You know, he's my main guy right here. I love my husband. But yeah, you got some great things. Listen, Amy, we just appreciate you. And we're going to be giving away some of your little things that because you're going to contribute to us some things to give away
yes.
in December. So
yes.
you just never mm-hmm. know. So we're excited about that. We're going to have a lot of gift cards to give away for food, coffee, maybe some
Fine.
T-shirts. And so every Thursday. But, you know, we might ask one of our trivia questions, Jim, might be, who is one of our regular contributors that calls in? And they're going to have to say Miss Amy Sutter or Miss Mojotivation.
There you go.
All right.
Subtle like butter.
There you
go. Can't forget that.
There you go. Well, Amy, thank you for calling in tonight. Been great
yes.
to talk to you. And thank you for joining us. And we hope to hear from you next week.
Oh, I'm ready. Whenever.
All
Y'all
right.
have a great night. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you.
Take care, Sutter Girl.
All right. We're going to go to our last commercial break. We'll come back and wrap it up with Tori Grindle and Jim and Flower. So this is 105.9 WVGA, Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIP.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello, and welcome back to Fit Talk. And I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And I want to say hey to Brenda Hilton and to Kim Moore. Thank y'all for joining us Facebook Live tonight. What a great show. So much fun with Flower here and Tori Grindle.
It has been fun.
Tori, any last words for the wrap-up?
And I kind of remembered something that we were planning on doing. So in the spirit of Thanksgiving coming up, we're actually doing a food drive for our dogs at the prison program. So anybody who would like to come by, any donations on Saturday event at Big Nick's, from we've got a list of things that they can bring, chew toys, you know, all kinds of stuff that would be good for them. Any kitten food, anything anybody wants to come and donate, they can bring that by as well on Saturday. So we'll be there at Big Nick's on Baytree from 1 to 5. You can come meet our dogs, come meet some cats if you're interested, and we're really hope to see everybody there.
Well, that is just great. So if you want to make a donation, maybe you don't want to donate, maybe you don't want to adopt a dog or a kitten, but you want to donate something to help this great cause, the Valdosta Lounge Humane Society and the Hamilton Hounds New Leash on Life program, drop it by at Big Nick's between 1 and 5. Is that correct?
That's it. We'll be there.
Tori, thank you so much for joining us here and for bringing Flower to join us. She just made our show tonight, didn't she, Jim?
Yep, I'm going to miss my friend.
You're going to miss your friend with her red collar and Flower on.
That's right.
Joe Pereira, how are you? Thanks for joining us tonight. One of our Fit Talk calendar winners.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for joining.
All right, the recap. Where will we be on this weekend, Jim?
Lee Haney Games.
The Lee Haney Games.
Atlanta, Georgia.
That's where we'll be. So be listening out for us on Facebook Live and on our post for Instagram and Facebook.
And by the way, that's at the Georgia International Convention Center. So if y'all can make it up there, come see a good show.
I hear it's going to be a grand show. A lot of competitors. I can't wait to see them, Jim. It's going to be exciting. So I'm looking forward to it. And, of course, the addition to the show, the Lee Haney Experience. Lee Haney's career, they're going to have things from his very – I wonder if they're going to have those posing trunks that he first wore that were underwear.
Which were actually just underwear, yes, literally.
That was so funny when he told that. Yeah, he didn't even know what posing trunks were, and he just wore underwear for his first show.
Well, you know what they say, you've come a long way, baby.
He has come a long way, so we're excited about that. So also don't forget the Monster Classic in the North Florida District. Good luck to Tony Curtis. And that group, Mike Matassa, great group of people down there. So thank you so, so much. Again, happy birthday to Lee Haney and to Vince Crawford,
yes.
Our NPC chairman. Today is their birthday, and I don't know exactly how old they are. I think me and Lee maybe are the same age.
I know how old Vince is.
29 years old.
No, you're close. Yeah.
They're always 29.
I am always 29, forever young, forever 21, yeah. So, all righty. Well, I think that's pretty much it. Thanks, everybody, for joining us Facebook Live and on the air. Happy birthday, Lee, from Joe Pereira. And so we are I think it's a great show tonight. I hope they'll join us next Thursday night and be listening, because we're going to be doing giveaways, like I said, after Thanksgiving. Our whole December show is going to be nothing but fun giveaways.
All right, some Fit Talk freebies.
Right? Some Fit Talk freebies, that's right.
All right, well, viewers and listeners, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
Absolutely. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.